Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Marie Marazi Sheyichiu. Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rishon, schluss for you, Yochavit Fege Bas Minchali Vespasia. For Shlem Vesoch Shechole Yisrael. It says in the Mishnah, beginning of Shvius, Adema Sechor Mishtel and Ver of Shvius. So when are you allowed to plow in a tree of fields, a field of trees, an Erev Shvius? So one opinion is, Beishamai holds, as long as it's Yafel Lepri, that it's good for the six-year fruits. You're allowed to plant until then. Beis Hillel says until Shavuos. And the Gemara Mishnah says that they're really close to each other, these two times. So it's Berech. From Shavuos on, you're not allowed to plant anymore. The Rash brings the Yerushalmi that says that Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dino voted about these two Prakim, these two times, meaning Estei Ilan Shavuos, and the state Tavua Pesach, that you're not allowed to plow. They voted about these two times, and they said that they were Mevatel, and there was Samech on the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says that Sheshes Yamim Tavav, this is Komlachtecha, you're allowed to do work all 6 days, mamish until Shabbos. Also, you're allowed to do work all 6 years, mamish until Shavuos. Tosfos, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Yom Ha'atzmaut, Rabbi Akiva writes that man the Omer in the Yerushalmi doesn't hold of all at all of Tosefos Shavuos, because according to that opinion, you're allowed to do melacha until Shkias Hachama. So that opinion, the Yerushalmi, that says you're allowed to do melacha till Shkia, doesn't hold of Tosefes Shabbos. That's Tosim Rashana Dav Tes. Tosim Maitkana Dav Dalet writes that this time is moida, they require Tosefes, but that little bit is not considered significant. It's only a kol shehu. And they had to say this because it's pashat that by Shkia Sachami, you're not allowed to do melacha midina. It's pashat. So Zman Tosefes is a little bit before the Shkia. In other words, this Tosis again says that this Tana holds that you require Tosefes for Shabbos, but it's not significant enough to count. Because, of course, you're not allowed to do Melacha from Shkia, this opinion holds, you're not allowed to do Melacha from Shkia Sachamo, Medina, and this Man Tosefes is a little bit before Shkia. However, the Ran in Beitza writes, V'linera kevin shitzivsa Torah Tosefos, צריך להוסיף מכל הקודש עצמן חוץ מן הזמן שהוא ניסר בו מן הספק. שאם לא כן, לא יצריך להזיר על התוספת, זה לא דעס מי שסור את המידה מן ספק את הרצה לחורמה, מדוי רייסה. So the Ran writes, that the Torah commanded you to add on to Shabbos. So you have to add on from Chol to Kodesh, you have to add Kodesh on to Chol. A little bit of time, except for the time you're careful about Mitzat HaSafek. Otherwise they wouldn't have to warn about the Tosefes. Torah says you have to do Tosefes. And therefore, you have to add on a little bit of time, even after you're careful on Safek, you have to add on to that. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any need to be Masir on the Tosefes, on what Safek you're not allowed to do. Anyway. And this is according to the opinion that Sveik Adaraisa Lechumiz Medaraisa. Sveik Lechumiz Medaraisa, so then, anyway, you have to be machmir misafik, and the Tosefes is on top of when you're machmir al safik. And if so, according to the Rambam, the beginning of the 16th parak of Hilchos Avos HaTumah, that Sveikah Daraisa Min HaTorah is Lekula, you had that allowed to do melacha after Shkia before Tzeis, because then it's Ba'azman Bein HaShmashis. And when you're Shavis, then you're Mekayim Mitzvah Tosefes. So according to this, this Tana in the Yerushalmi holds of Tosefes Shabbos. Not that it says you're allowed to do melacha until Shkia Sachama. Not that it says you're allowed to do melacha, it's until Shkia Sachama. And even though Tosefes calls Shur Sagi, it's another little bit of a Tosefes. So why aren't you allowed to do melacha even after Shkia Sachama? until Zman Kol Shulufni Atzeis. Because Mid Rabbanan it's Aser, Mishkiyas HaChama. Because Sveika Daraisa L'chomer Mid Rabbanan Akopanim. We call Mokam Yoitze Boisi Shadin Taisefes, and Zman Atari it's Mutter Du Malacha. So come out according to the Rambam, that if Sveika Daraisa Mid Atari is L'kula, you're allowed to do malacha after shkia, but till tzeis. Till before tzeis. Tzeis, you're allowed to do malacha. You're allowed to do malacha before, because the whole time is a suffix. So all you really have to add on is a little bit before tzeis for Tosefes Shabbos. The only thing is, you have a sveika d'oraisa l'chumra midrabanan. So, since from Shkia it's a Sveika d'Oraisa, midrabanan, you have to go to Chumra, you're not allowed to do Malacha from Shkia. But since you're not doing Malacha then d'Rabbanan, you're also going to be Yotze Tosefes midrabanan, so you're allowed to do Malacha Mamash until Shkia. You don't have to add on before Shkia. We saw before in Taisus that you're not allowed to do Malacha from a little bit before Shkia. Because it's also to do Malacha from Shkia. And the Tosefis is going to be a tad bit before Shkia. But according to the Rambam, the Tosefis isn't going to be before Shkia. Because the Tosefis is from Shkia to Tzeis. That's the Tosefis. Because Mid Rabbanan you're being Machmir al Tzafek. And Memeli, you're also Yotze the Tosefis Daraisa. Because when does Mid Daraisa, when do you have to stop doing Malacha? At Tzeis. And since Mid Rabbanan you're not doing Malacha from Shkia, so that's going to cover your Tosefes Daraisa. It's from Shkia to Tzeis, Mid Daraisa you're allowed to do Malacha, and you're not doing Malacha al Tzeis Darabanan, so you're also Yotze your Tosefes Daraisa. So that's the way it would come out according to the Ramba. If you hold Sveika Daraisa's L'chumra Mid Daraisa, so then you're not allowed to do Malacha from Shkia. And then when you want to add on to Tosefes, that's be a little before Shkia. But if you hold the Sofik Daraisa, it's the Kula Minatara, so then Minatara, you're allowed to Malacha till Tzeis. When's your Tosefes going to be? A little bit before Tzeis. And since Midrash Rabbanan, you're not going to Malacha from Shkia, that's going to be your Tosefes. Tosin Rosh Hashanah says that this man Darman the Yerushalmi doesn't hold of Tosefes Shabbos at all. Because Sveika d'Oraisa min HaTorah is l'chumra. And if so, you're only Yotze Tosefes Shabbos when you're Shovis before Shkiyas HaChama. Like Shita said Tosis in Chagigat Avdal Ramad Aleph, Div Maschi Ala Tumtum. That's Mucha from there, that Sveika d'Oraisa min HaTorah is l'chumra. Tosis there writes, we say, since women are putter from Aliyah L'Regel, a tumtum is also going to be putter. Because Al Tzveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra says, Safek Chulin Ba'azara. Maybe this tumtum is an Isha. So we're worried about Sveika, we're worried about Chulin Ba'azara. But if not for the Chulin Ba'azara problem, you'd be Mechayev Tumtum. Because Sveika Daraisa L'chumra is Min HaTorah. Ein Turei Evin Sham. So therefore, it's Chulin Ba'azara, we let a Tumtum do it. Bring Chulin Ba'azara. But if not for that, we would be Mechayev Tumtum, because Sveika Daraisa L'chumra is Min HaTorah. So that's Shitas Tosis in Chagigat Avdalah, and that's like the Tosis in Rosh Hashanah. Holds this man Darman Yerushalmi, holds that Sveika D'Oraisa Min HaTorah is L'chumra, and therefore there's no Tosefes Shabbos at all. Because you're allowed to do Malacha Mamish until Shkia. Why are you allowed to do Malacha Mamish? If you're allowed to do Malacha Mamish until Shkia, that means there's no Tosefes, because this opinion's holding that from Shkia to Tzeis, it's Asur Mid HaRaisa to do Malacha, it's Sveika D'Oraisa L'chumra Min HaTorah. If you're allowed to do Malacha until that point, that means there's no Tosefes. There's no Tosefta Shabbos, therefore you're allowed to do Melacha Mamish until Shkia. And from Shkia on, it's Asu Doraisa. The Beis Yosef in Aruch Chaim in Siman Tav Kuf Gimel brings the name of the Ravid, that it says in Tainus, Sechol Yos Be'er Shabbos, Misano Mashlin Kim Uvor Be'er Vim Yom Aleph Amud Aleph, Lomru Mashlin Elo Shein Oich L'Kodim Shkia Sacham, Vavadeh Mishkitish Ka'acham Amit Yosef Es Shabbos Hi, Bekvar Kidei Shayoyim, Yom Ratzo Lechol Oich L'Shikevin Shenichnas L'Tum Shabbos, Shuvin Arashoy L'Sanis. That it says in Tainus, that if the person is fast on Erev Shabbos, he's mashlim, that's only that he doesn't eat until Shkia. But from Shkia he can eat, because that's already Tosefes Shabbos, Kvar Kidei Shayom. If he wants to eat, then he can eat. He's already in the territory of Shabbos. He's not allowed to fast. So it's Muchel Chora that the Ravid holds, that Tzvega Doi Raisim and HaTorah is Lekula. Because if Min HaTorah L'Chumra, the Ravid holds that Tzvega Doi Raisim and HaTorah is Lekula. Because this is all Beis Yosef B'Shem HaRaivit. So the Raivit holds Sveged HaRaisa Min HaTorah is Lekula. Because if it was Min HaTorah L'Chumra, then you would have to add on before Shkia, like the Ran writes. And therefore he's Nechnas L'Tchum HaShabbos Kodim Shkia. So why does he say that you have to fast Mamish until Shkia? So you must hold that Sveged HaRaisa Min HaTorah is Lekula. And you get your Tosi, you don't have to be Moisif before Shkia. Therefore, you can be Mashlim the Tainus until Shkia. Because until then, there's no Tosefes. And after Shkia, so you're Chayav al Kopanim Lishbos Midirabbanan, since it's a Sveika Doi Raisa. So that time is also going to be your Tosefes Shabbos Doi Raisa. You have to be Makabal Shabbos on Sidirabbanan, same for what we saw before, according to the Rambam. Like according to the Rambam, you're having your Tosefes Shabbos. If you hold Sveika Doi Raisa, you hold Sveika D'Raisa is Lekula, that's the sheet of the Rambam. If you hold Sveika D'Raisa is Lekula, and when you get your Tosefes Shabbos, from Shkia to Tzeis, so here also the Raivit's holding like that Shita. Because from Shkia to Tzeis, you get your Tosefes Shabbos, therefore you fast until Shkia. But it could very well be that even Das HaRaivit is that. No, you have to add on before Shkia the Tosefes, because and Sveged HaRais is L'Chumra, and therefore your mamash have to fast from Shkia. And what about your Tosefes? Your Tosefes is a little bit before. And you could be mashlim the fast until Shkia, because that little bit, that minute before, isn't significant. Like Tosis and Moed Kadin writes. So maybe the rabbi really holds that it's L'chumra, and you have to fast a little bit before Shabbos starts, a tiny bit before Shkia. But you're not counting that, because that wasn't what he was talking about. He was saying, fast until right before Shabbos. A little bit, that minute or two or three, whatever it is, that really doesn't count. So you're mashlim until just about Shkia. V'yesh l'hayr medivrei Rashi beberachos, Rashi beberachos that beis amid beis yiv maslo misha shikidu shem rai shavosis, haynu bein ashmash ha-safik yoyim safik layla, v'kevin the safik hu, kidu shayoyim is safik. Rashi says, bein ashmash ha-safik yoyim safik layla, since it's a safik, the day is holy mis safik. So apparently Rashi holds. It's feik adoy raisim and atar is l'kula. And therefore, enough that he'd be mekabel to Sefer Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, like the Ran writes in Beit Daf Lamed, that we saw before. The Ran says that if you hold Sveika D'Raisa L'Chumra, then you have to add on from beforehand. If you hold Sveika, it would come out. If you hold Sveika D'Raisa is Lekula, and that whole period from Tzeis to Shkia, from Shkia to Tzeis, is Min HaD'Raisa Lekula, and that could be your Tosefes. So that's what Rashi says here. Bein Hashemashes, he could be Makabel. He does Shiyom Yisafik Bein Hashemashes. Because if Rashi holds that Tzvega Dorais in the Torah is L'chumra, if so, you have to be Makadish the Yetzayam Koidim Bein Hashemashes Mishim Tosefes Shabbos. And so is Mashma, Rashi in Sukkot and Gimel on the base, talking about the blowing of the shofar to tell people it's Shabbos. Rashi writes, "Divasam ekosh l'chol k'shikide sheyan lo'idia shechashcha." When the day became holy, they blew the shofar. Say that it got dark. Ve'esh mi'ata chiyuv skila b'malacha. Tell people it's a chiyuv skila. So it's Mashma. They only blew b'vadei laila. Hi, they should have blown at the beginning of Bein Hashmashes. Then malacha zasir misafek. But if you say Sveg Dorais and Minotaur is Lakula, so it's Mutter Minotaur to Malacha Ben Hashemashah. So therefore, they only blew when the Esu Daraisa came about. And Tosef Shabbos is Sagi Bechol Shu Koidim Chashaych Avadai. And that's when they blew. So Rashi apparently would be holding that Sveg Dorais and Minotaur is Lakula. And therefore, the Esu Malacha only goes. Only starts a little bit before Minatora, a little bit before dark. So, obviously, this is a very broad sugya. And Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we hopefully will be zeichet to see more about it in the future. But I do thank you so much for listening. Yi ratzon shenizkeh lachzor v'lishnayis perek zeh. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved.